This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Did feature quite a bit on what we were talking before, Jim Ross.
John Peel.
John Peel, who's Jim Ross?
Yeah, Jim, I don't know who Jim Ross is. You're out there, Jim. Sorry.
Did we talk about this before, that back in the DHSS is a pun or a play on back in the USSR?
Yeah, we did.
We did talk about that. Jim Ross. Jim Ross, are you out there anywhere? Come and take my place. Yeah. I've lost my mind. On Plains FM on
November.
I can't.
Expanding horizons
on Plains FM. Jim, come in, Jim.
Jim Ross, where
Jim
are you?
Ross. Yeah, I'm blaming somewhere. Jim Ross.
It's all Jim Ross. It's
polluted my mind.
I tell you, that last song will be dedicated to Jim Ross Day. I think they're having. It's Jews having a Jim Ross Day.
Expanding Horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. Yet again, the most eclectic mix of music and news and information and chat, some of it even accurate, on the radio here in Christchurch. And Stu's laughing away over there because he knows that's true. It's good to see you back, Stu.
Oh, it's nice to be here. I'm pleased to be back.
There's a lonesome old empty place. The studio is quite big and echoey out you here last week.
Yeah, I've listened to the show though.
You
did a good job.
Well, thanks.
You did a good job.
That's very kind.
Very good job. And you had some nice words to say about me at one point too.
Oh, did I?
My calming influence.
Yeah,
or something.
That's right. That was obviously a mistake then, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I was at Touch, of course, last week with Lincoln High School, and it was the Canterbury Secondary School's Touch Championships. And the Lincoln team, our team, we had 11 changes or new players from the team that finished third at the secondary school's nationals last December. And so we ripped things up and won the Canterbury Champs.
Oh, wow.
So that was good. Yeah, it was quite surprising. I mean, really, we exceeded expectations, the coach's expectations for the team, given how new they were.
How big's the squad?
So we've got a squad of 18, but only 16 can play in tournaments.
So a change of 11.
Yeah.
That's quite a change, right?
Yeah, it's a huge change.
I mean, 11 in any team is a big change, isn't it?
And it's not that the new players can't play touch. It's just that they don't have the experience that we've had over the last, two or three years. Yeah. But they've actually proved themselves to be quite mentally tough for a new team. They played great. It was a good day. They had a great weekend.
Good stuff.
Last weekend. Yeah.
Good stuff. Is that, out of interest, was that streamed on Facebook or on YouTube?
No.
Oh, really?
Streamed nowhere.
Really?
No.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Touch Canterbury probably doesn't have the money to do streaming.
Oh, okay. That is a shame. Yeah. But if people want to listen to the show, that was just me.
Which was nothing about touch.
Nothing about touch in there. I did mention it, though.
Yeah.
I did mention it. They could get there on into the Expanding Horizons. Look on plainsfm.org.nz. Look up podcasts and Expanding Horizons on there. And it will probably end up somewhere in the world, the digital world, after you do all that.
It'll be on Mixcloud at some stage.
At some stage.
Once I catch up again.
In the future. Yeah, you're catching up with yourself, eh?
Yeah.
And so this week's due, we've got, and we do have an eclectic mix of stuff on this week. Some really, really old stuff and some quite new stuff. And some New Zealand, because last week I tried to play a whole load of New Zealand artists. Some really new stuff that had only come out like that week. Right. Last week, so that was quite fresh.
Yeah,
and this week we've got some bands that have some powerhouse women in them. Mm. Also, some bands that have been touring.
Yeah,
and that I have seen recently.
Yes, so it's 29th of February, of course.
Oh, that's right.
So it's Leap Day. So this is what we're asking you to do out there: is take a leap of faith with us and expand your horizons.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
And listen to some people that you might not have heard of before.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And
that also, as you said, you've seen some of these acts live recently.
Get in behind them because they're awesome. Shall we start out then?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so I'll talk about this one after we come back, but this is Libretta Suede and the Motel 6 and Do the Savas, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Quality assured and content approved by
Lexia. I was just going to say, Stu, that finished really quick.
It did, but at least I turned your mic on.
Yeah, I know, that was handy, eh? And that was Amel and the Sniffers, Gacked on Anger. I know, it's hilarious, right?
Is that from their new album?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the album. That's right. Their debut.
Because that's a good name for an album as well.
Gacked on Anger, yeah.
In fact, that's a good name for a band.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. G-O-A.
Covers all the bases.
And before that, Libretta Suede and the Motel 6 with Do the Savas.
Now, she's a Kiwi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so her and Johnny Moondog, the lead guitarist, are from Auckland. But
right.
They do spend a lot of time in North America. I think that's where the kind of the scene is. And they.
Because that's another one of these examples where I've never heard of her. Or never heard of that band.
Yeah.
Until you brought them to my attention.
So I went, on Tuesday night, I went to the Nairi Marsh Theatre.
Yeah.
Which is next to where the Foundry was.
Mm-hmm.
And, to see the Stiff Little Fingers. And so I was standing to kind of the left of the stage, and so the kind of band came out, and there was the bass player. He was quite a big lad and wearing quite short shorts with fishnet stockings.
As you do.
Yep. And then the drummer came out. He had a very stripped down small kit with some big green beads around his neck. And I thought, here we go. And then Johnny Moondog came out. He's big, quite tall, long blonde hair, and had his guitar. And I was like, right, yeah, here we go. And then they started up, and then out of the wings came this woman who was just like a tornado of energy, and she was amazing, right? Mm. So that was Libretta Suede.
Right.
And they were just fantastic, right? I had a big, like, goofy grin on my face because that was just so good.
Yeah.
And their music was just catchy. It was like a punked-up 50s rock and roll, and she was like this burlesque dancer that had just become a rock and roll queen, you know?
That's kind of that. Amy Winehouse Beehive here.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, and she had all that. It was just amazing, right?
Yeah.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
And the reason that I thought we could play Amel and the Sniffers is because Libretta Suede is, you know, three-piece with an amazing female singer, and so are the Sniffers. Like, they're a three-piece, and they've just got this ball of energy that's, you know, like, really strong presence on the stage and energetic and fantastic, right?
And was there a good crowd there?
There was a good crowd. I don't know if there was at that stage when I was watching Libretta, whether they were all in, because I was right down the front.
Yeah.
But I reckon there was probably 300 to 400 people in there. And considering it's the middle of the week, and Stiff Little Fingers have been around forever, and they tour frequently.
Yeah.
But still, I think anyone who went that night got their money's worth.
Yeah. Well, if people weren't there, they missed a treat, didn't they?
They absolutely did, because both bands were fantastic. Mm. And I just, yeah, I went out and bought. I couldn't buy on the night. I was trying to buy a T-shirt of Libretta Suede, and some, they had vinyl and all. But they didn't have FPOS. And they go, oh, you can PayPal it if you want. And I was like, oh, I don't even have an account.
PayPal?
That's what I thought. I couldn't believe it, right? And I was like, yeah, I'll just buy it off their website. And then I went to website. It was all sold out.
Oh, wow.
So they're obviously small runs. So I've just got to try and pick it up somewhere along the line.
So you signed up to get an alert when they've got more stock in, did you?
Yeah. I did. I signed up for their mailing list as well.
Let me guess, the T-shirt's got a big picture of her on it.
On the Libretta on it, It's it was a great looking T-shirt. I mean, some T-shirt, Stiff Little Fingers have a load of merch, right, which is just the band, and they look a bit, like, you know, like it's got that logo of the Flames, which is fine, you know, with the tour dates on the back, but this was just a little bit more, looked like it had been a worn out, like, rock and roll tour shirt.
Nice.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, so I was impressed. I was super impressed by how amazing they were.
Yeah.
And Amel and Sniffers, they just, every time I look on YouTube about them or even read their website, they just go from strength to strength. They're another band that are Australian. And I know that Amy from Amel is from Mullumbimby, which is North Coast, New South Wales. And the boys are all from around that area, and they all kind of flat together. That's how they got together and formed the band. But they spend lots of time touring North America. Hmm. So they're obviously building a following over there,
which is fantastic, right? Yeah, yeah.
Considering they just play kind of pub rock.
Hmm. Have they got any plans to come here?
I don't know. I'd hope so. Because we're just across the ditch, right?
Yeah.
Most Australian bands kind of make it this way at some point. Hmm. I mean, if they come, they'll be worth seeing. Hold on to your hat, Stu.
Hold on to my hat.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to try and get them in, won't we?
Yeah, yeah. That'll be high on our list of bands we'd like to have.
Oh, that's good.
I'm hoping that Libretta Suede, I think they might be trying to come back in April, because she said when they were on stage they hadn't been to Christchurch for 12 years.
Right. Oh, wow.
But, and then I emailed them, and she replied that they're trying to get back here in April, so hopefully.
And what else did she reply with?
Oh, just, you know.
Come on.
No, no, thanks for the support and all that kind of general stuff. Yeah.
And?
That meow for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Yeah, thanks very much, meow for now. So good on you, Libretta. Hopefully we
can get leaving that out.
We can get her and Johnny Moondog in.
Mm.
And
that sounds like a party, doesn't it?
It would be amazing, right? So, talking of gigs that I went to, I'm going to play a track next by a band called Cavemen. Now, they've recently been through Christchurch.
Right.
And their bass player is from Christchurch. Mm-hmm. And they're another one of these kind of 60s garage rock and roll sounding bands, although they're, you know, they're fresh from the face and still touring around. And I'll tell you why I'm going to play them next, but anyway.
Yeah, and I've got a question to ask you too. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Right. So this is Lust for Evil from the Cavemen, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Is she really going out with him?
guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
You could hear Rat Scabies drumming away at the end of that track. He was giving it some. And that was the Damned New Rose, which was the big single off their first album, Damn, Damn, Damned, which actually probably was in the late 70s, and that around that 76, 77, won the first of the punk, British punk albums, I'd say, because it came out before the Pistols album.
Right.
So, and I loved it. And I thought it was so garage sounding, right? And you were saying, Stu, from the very first bit where he goes, is she really going out with him?
Yeah, just like leader of the pack.
Yeah, that's right, it was, wasn't it? And
so that's what I was going to ask you. You know, there seems to be some sort of revival in this 50s, 60s punked up rock and roll.
I think there is, right? Yeah. I think that people loved that whole, because you can kind of sing along to it, you know, and it's fast, and it's got some energy. And
yeah, and it's super fast, because a lot of these tracks don't go for very long.
They don't go for very long. It reminded me of back in the early 80s in Australia, there was a big kind of garage sound, like with the Lime Spiders,
right,
and the Screaming Tribesmen, and a variety of other bands who played, even the Hootagurus. I know they were a poppier version, but in their early days, had that whole love of 60s garage.
Sure,
you know, lots of bands out of the when you look it up on like Wikipedia or something, it was band after band, and I think Christchurch had a bit of a scene as well.
Sure.
Of that 60s kind of garage stuff. They didn't produce lots, but it had a great sound, right? And you're right, I think there is a bit of a, you know, like with the Cavemen, that lust for evil.
Yeah. Track. Well, it's high energy, isn't it?
It is, right?
And people like that.
And good fun.
Yeah, yeah. And high energy, good fun.
Yeah. And you can sing along if you can keep up, right? But it's fast and it's energetic, and people like that bit of energy.
And they like seeing energy from the bands as well, and that's what you get.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as I was saying, like we played the Cavemen because the bass player from the Cavemen was playing on Thursday night as the bass player for the Schizophonics, who we're going to play later. And last year, pretty much to the same, I think it was February last year, I went to see them there again. And Best Bets supported them then and supported them this Thursday. Sure. Best Bets just out of Riccarton.
Wow.
If you want to see an energetic, fantastic band, like the drummer is just full of energy and he sings at the same time.
Wow.
And they were great. And the lead guitarist, he kept complaining that he thought his E string was going to break. And he's like, it's going to break this time, I know it. And it never did. And it never did. And then he's got, I hope it can hang in for one more track. And it never broke. And then he looked at the crowd and he was trying to break the string because he thought it was going to snap.
Yep.
It wouldn't snap. So he held the whole weight of the guitar by the string and it never broke. So for all that, it's going to break on this next track worries that he had.
Yeah.
And the guy from the Schizophonics was like, oh, you can just use my guitar if you want. And but they were full of energy, right?
Yeah,
best
yeah.
bets.
Best
so,
bets.
Yeah, so if people get a chance to go and see them play anywhere in town, they are well worth a visit. Yeah.
Nice.
That'd be cool, eh?
That's good, yeah.
Talking high energy.
Yeah, football.
There's been a lot of football going on recently.
Yeah,
the Champions League.
Yeah, Champions League's been back, and the Europa League's been back, and the Premier League's been doing its thing.
Yeah.
How did Arsenal go yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you set me up for that one, Stu, because it was miserable.
I just didn't hear.
Oh, yeah. I thought we could beat Olympiacos at home.
Mm.
You know, we've done well since the Christmas break.
Yeah.
We should have, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, those things happen. Like, Aubameyang scores a great goal and then, you know, fluffs his lines at the crucial moment.
Mm.
Plenty of players do it. Plenty of players who are better than him or cost more than him, I suppose. And the red machine of Liverpool keeps marching on to its own tune.
A little bit. They had that slight hiccup against Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
Losing in the first leg. But that was in Madrid. So that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody fully expects Liverpool to win the return leg and go through. They need two goals, though. They do need two goals.
Liverpool got two goals in them, right?
Yeah.
Sadio Mane's got a goal in him every time he turns out.
Yeah, that's right. So, and they've just been chugging along, not necessarily playing that well, but they've got this mentality that they just know how to win.
Yep. And if they go behind, it's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we'll just score another one.
Yep. And, you know, they just post-game, they always want to do better. So that's all the chat that you get out of them is, yeah, we didn't really play that well. Yeah, we might have won, but we didn't play that well today. We've got to do better. We've always got to do better.
Yeah.
And so that's a good mentality for the team to have. And, I mean, yeah, they're going to win the Premier League and finally break that drought.
30-odd years, isn't
it? Yeah.
Bill Shankly would have been proud.
Yep. And so that's great. And I'm really happy that I'm going to witness that in maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yes, that's right, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm.
So that'll be cool.
When it becomes mathematically impossible for anyone to beat them.
So there's a bit of a race going on behind, though, isn't there?
There is.
Especially with the issue with City.
Yeah.
I know that they're going to court to appeal it.
Mm.
But potentially they could be second division next year.
Yeah.
Because the FA could take all their points off them.
Yeah, that's right. And that hasn't been spoken about a lot yet, has it?
No.
But that's exactly right. The FA could step in and do the same thing. And that would be... That would be amazing.
Wasn't a few years ago that they were there.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's only a few years ago. People forget, right, with all the glory that they've had in recent times.
I mean,
then not so long ago, they were in the Championship.
Yeah, they were. I mean, and Pep Guardiola, he has already said that no matter what happens, I'm sticking with the club, right?
We'll
which probably means that he's leaving.
Yeah.
Raheem Sterling has been flirting with Real Madrid.
Is that right?
Saying things like, I'm really happy at City, it's a great club. You know, playing for Real Madrid has always been, you know, is a very special thing for a player to do, blah, blah, blah.
We'll see how it goes after Brexit.
Yeah.
see if we can get a visa.
So, I mean, if this does come to pass with City and they're banned from the Champions League and then whatever happens in England as well, they're going to really struggle to attract players, you know.
Yeah.
They really are, aren't they?
Yeah, and I can't see a lot of the big names wanting to stay.
No.
I mean, maybe they can just keep getting paid the money, right?
Yeah, that's
because
right.
they've got money behind them.
Mm.
But do they want to play in the Championship?
Probably.
I don't know.
No, playing every 3 days?
That's right. And that's right. They play a lot more games.
On sometimes average fields?
Yes, indeed.
Getting, you know, everything, the crap kicked out of them, basically.
Yeah. How are they going to go when they go to Brentford?
Yeah, or Millwall.
That's right, yeah, yeah. A lot of those guys would never have faced a Millwall crowd at the Den.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So it's interesting times, and of course, that's excited a lot of the other teams in the Premier League because fifth place is suddenly very, very important because that will get you into the Champions League.
That's right. Could be tasty, eh?
Yeah.
And Wolves have been having a good run.
Not bad.
Even though they lost the last game in Europe, they're still through.
Yeah,
and they've been doing well in the league.
Yeah.
And if they can keep Traore, Jimenez and Jota, I'll be surprised, right, because those guys are on fire.
And their manager as well.
Yeah, he's very good, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And he could be lured away. But it's such a Portuguese team, Wolves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's brought in a lot of Portuguese players. Yeah, so but they have been going well.
Bringing some glory back to the old, one of the great clubs.
Yeah. And they played pretty tough as well.
Yeah.
I like the way they play.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good. I'm interested as a keeping my eye on Sheffield United, actually, because they could go into Europe.
Yeah, that one, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Sheffield United versus Real Madrid.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
But they guts that out too, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
if
they would.
Came to pass.
Yeah, I tell you, going to Bramall Lane is a bit of a graveyard for people.
Yeah, and they've definitely exceeded expectations.
Yep.
So, right. it's all good stuff. And, of course, this morning Norwich got up over Leicester.
At Carrow Road.
Another defeat for Leicester. Yep. They've just been dropping points. I mean, they're pretty safe inside the top three.
Yeah.
But they have been dropping
points. They haven't had a lot of glory recently, have they?
No. And he injured his bottom.
Did he? So that great run of goals that Vardy's had under Rodgers has dried up.
Yeah. He hasn't scored for quite a few games.
So I was going to say, right, this next track we're going to play, right, talking of football, running around a lot and injuries, this is the cramps, right, which I think a few of these players
I've had that.
Yeah, it's nasty, isn't it?
I had it in both legs once.
Oh, did you?
There's an interest. Well, maybe not so interesting. Jumped up to head the ball and I could feel both of my calves cramp up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I've got to land.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt.
That's not good.
No.
And this song actually is Queen of Pain, but you're probably the King of Pain at the time, or at least the Prince of Pain. So I'm playing the cramps, even though I haven't seen them. Mm. But when I was watching Libretta Suede, I thought, yeah, you could just tell this was at some point Libretta's watched the cramps, because that kind of rock and roll, sockabilly kind of sound, or that old 50s rockabilly.
Nice.
Going on. So this is Queen of Pain by the legendary band The Cramps, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Would what you gonna do with that cane?
Expanding Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
We are. We're playing a really eclectic mix today, Stu.
Mm.
And I don't know if you can have varying degrees of eclecticness, but if we are, we're right up there. We're 10 on the scale on a 1 to 10, where 10's the most eclectic that you could be. And that was the Slits way back from the 70s with their song So Tough, and before that, Queen of Pain by the Cramps. So there were a couple of, even though I haven't seen those bands recently, I thought to myself, I was... couple of really powerful female like singers or artists, and the Slits were all females, who really at the time were going against the grain of what musically was going on around them, you know, and that whole punk scene in England was largely, well, you know, I know there was polystyrene from X-Ray Specs and that, but the Slits did this kind of avant-garde stuff, right? And different rhythms, and they were owning it, I thought, considering I've seen some really, you know, we've been talking about some powerful female singers. Just, you know.
And it's good too. In film, there's this thing called the Bechdel test, which you may have heard of, which is about...
Oh, yeah, I had. Oh, I couldn't believe you mentioned it, Stu. I was just thinking of it the other day.
Which is essentially, you know, how women are portrayed in films, and also if it passes the test, then women can have a conversation in films without referring to men.
Oh, really?
Right.
Right. Yeah. I think I might have heard that, but not the name.
So I was just going to say, we pass that test.
We do pass that test. Talking
with,
of movies,
with a lot of our music.
Have you been seeing?
Well, I haven't really seen too many. I think we talked about some of the Oscar-winning films a couple of weeks ago in Parasite, which I've seen, and I encourage people to see Parasite, and hopefully, as a result of Parasite winning... And I may have talked about how the Oscars weren't that important, but in terms of foreign films, then if it exposes more people to watching foreign films, then that's a good thing. Because you were talking before about Ragnarok, which is a series on Netflix.
That was off air, I was talking about.
Yeah,
in case people think they'd fallen asleep and missed that bit of...
A Norwegian film, but I admit that's, you know, it's subtitled, right?
It's
watching
been dubbed.
The English dub. Yeah. Okay, but you can probably watch it on Netflix with the subtitles.
Yeah,
if you
thought that that'd probably be a better thing, right?
Yeah, but in any case, there's a lot of good foreign cinema out there that people should get onto.
And yet again, Stu, if we didn't have things like Netflix, when would we ever get to see it?
Yeah, well, you probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't, would you?
Well, you wouldn't, especially with the demise of the video store.
That's right.
Which they used to have foreign cinema sections, and so you'd have to go now just to Alice's, and not everyone, that's not convenient for everybody.
That's right.
At all.
It's like the TV show The Bridge, right?
Mm.
The great, is it the Swedish-Danish movie, TV series? I know that's quite old now, and there's a lot of, Scandi noir.
Mm.
When will you ever see it if it wasn't for the likes of Netflix?
Yeah.
Never would be the answer to that.
No, that's right.
Because they're never showing it on telly.
No. No. So you might get some. I mean, the Māori channel isn't bad at showing a lot of foreign films. But, of course, they're broken up with ads.
Yeah, that's right.
And the other thing they do on that channel is you could be watching and then all of a sudden it cuts to an ad break and you think you're still watching the movie.
Yeah.
It's quite confusing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. There's no smooth transition. They just go bang, straight into it. Yeah. But no, I haven't been watching a lot of films. I watched a couple of episodes of season 5 of Better Call Saul this morning, which is a really good series. A bit more slow burn than Breaking Bad was.
It was the prequel to that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
But it's very, very good, and things are slowly linking into the start of Breaking Bad, essentially.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really well acted and good stories.
I never finished watching Breaking Bad, to be honest with you. So
that surprises me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've been mistaken for Heisenberg.
Yeah, I have. That's right. Yeah, I was just thinking the self same thing there. Thanks very much. You're looking like a drug dealing cancer victim.
Of course, on on Netflix as well is El Camino, which is which is a movie, Breaking Bad movie, that covers the story of Jesse Pinkman after the events of Breaking Bad. Right. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
There's a bit there to watch, isn't there?
Yeah. And I was talking about Better Call Saul. The first episode features Robert Forster, who he's in Breaking Bad very briefly, and he's in El Camino, and now he's in Better Call Saul. he runs a vacuum cleaner shop, but what he does is help people disappear.
Right.
So that episode was dedicated to him because he died earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Character actor, long-term character actor, was in Jackie Brown. Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown is one of the leads in there. Hadn't been in films for a wee while. Really, really good actor.
Okay.
Mm.
So yeah, there's a bit out there to watch, I suppose.
There's lots out there, but I haven't been doing a lot of film watching.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was in Australia recently, I purchased the True Detective series on DVD, so I'm going to re-watch that.
Rewatch it. Yeah. I've been rewatching MASH.
Still.
For the umpteenth time.
Of course, still.
Yeah, I just keep going backwards and forwards.
And there was another DVD I purchased overseas, which I was really happy to get. It's a series called Togetherness. And there were two seasons made, and then unfortunately it was cancelled. But it's a really good series. It features Melanie Lynskey, who's a New Zealand actress. It's kind of a sweet relationship drama. That is quite comical. So if you can watch Togetherness, if you can get hold of that, then I encourage you to do so. It's a really good series.
Cool.
Mm.
That's good. Got a couple of more tracks.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this next one we've possibly played before. And
because we repeat a lot.
We like to repeat things that we like.
Yep.
And this is the Japan Droids with the House That Heaven Built, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Oh, lifeless life with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must live.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Doing it live, 96.9 FM.
That's right, and we do it live every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4. Colin, Stu in here. If you want to get in here, you can come in, get in contact with us, Stu.
Proudly live too.
Proudly live, yeah, that's right. And we were just listening to, the first track was The House That Heaven Built by Japan Droids, and that was The One I Want by The Schizophonics. So I've got a story to tell, Stu.
Yeah, I do, because I've heard this and I want to hear it again.
So on Thursday night, went to Space Academy there opposite the Dark Room in St. Asaph Street. It was really a hub of music. So there was a punk gig at the Dark Room. There was a band playing in the Bar 12, which is opposite it. And then in the Space Academy was the Schizophonics.
Great name for a bar or club.
Bar 12.
Yeah, the Space Academy.
Oh, the Space Academy, yeah, it was great. It's just a tiny little venue. And so the Schizophonics, so Best Bets, they warmed the place up and they rocked, right? And then Schizophonics came on, a few tracks in, lead singer's like, right, this is our story, this is why we were late. we'd seen all these, we've driving down, seen all these whales and seals and dolphins. And he said, then we saw this little Japanese hitchhiker who was dressed up like Rey from Star Wars.
Unbelievable.
So we thought, we'll pick her up. So they picked her up.
Because there's a story in that as well.
Right? Yeah, right.
Well, why is she dressed like that?
That's it. And then he turns around and goes, and so where are you? And then she waves. He said, right, well, get down here because this is a dancing song and this song's for you, right? Mm. So she gets down the front of stage, and this guy who's just down the front of stage rocking out, he's spent the whole song dancing with her, right? And then she disappears back up somewhere else, and then a couple of songs later he's like, where are you, where are you? I can't remember her name. It was like Key or something like mm-hmm. this. And she was at the back. He said, get back down here. And there's this big behemoth of a guy who's like well over 6 foot, hoists her onto his shoulders and she's just dancing away on this guy's shoulders, and everyone in that crowd was cheering her on. And I thought, there is, if that is the kind of experience that tourists of this country can get, you'll be beating them off with a stick, because picked up by a great rock and roll band,
yep.
go to a gig for free,
yep.
and have the whole crowd cheer you on. I mean, how awesome is that for an experience?
That's so many wins, isn't it?
Yeah, you could not write that in a story.
No.
It was, and she was just having the best time, and everyone loved, like, she was just someone who was just watching the band, and everyone just loved her because she was just having a great time.
Oh,
so.
That's classic experience. Yeah, that's great.
If anyone ever gets the chance to see the Schizophonics, I mean, I'm pretty sure that, confident that they will come to New Zealand again.
Nice.
There's twice in 2 years, they are worth a trip.
Yeah.
Because they are amazing, right? He is full of energy, that guy. But what a story,
that's
right?
That's great.
What a story.
That is amazing.
Yeah, she would have had the best time. She would have been telling her folks back home about that one. So, yeah. So it was a big week of gigging for me, Stu.
Yeah. You must have been very tired.
I was so tired. Last night I went to bed at 6:30. I was just like, I had like 12 hours of sleep. It was awesome. It was awesome. But it was worth it because I saw, you know, four fantastic bands. And really, for next to no money, Stu.
Mm.
You can see the Schizophonics plus Best Bets. And I'm like, the stage is just there.
Yeah.
They're standing in the crowd before the gig watching the... And that was like $30-something.
Oh, that's cheap.
And even see the Fingers, the Stiff Little Fingers, I think was like $60. And they're an international band of renown, right?
Yeah.
And so you can't go past it.
No.
So people go and there's nothing to do. They're not trying much.
No. And it's good value for money.
Great value.
And support
these little venues as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's not all the big Horncastle gigs where you have to stand at the back or you're in your seat and you can't see the artist with a pair of binoculars.
That's right. Well, even when we went to see Frank Turner last 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
That was only $60, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
something
right.
Something like that.
Yeah. And he was just there, right?
Yeah, he was just there. That's right.
And, fantastic, right? Really well. I mean, that's when Emily Barker was there as the support, right? And
that's right.
She's worth $60 on her own, I think.
Yeah. And that was in Wellington, but still, there's plenty to do in Christchurch. Get out and see these live acts.
Yeah, there's lots around. And talking of gigs tonight in Christchurch, wow. I've got it.
Yeah, let's play it.
Find Simon the Firebird, Canterbury's number one rock covers band.
So you can find, and they might, oh no, they don't have their van anymore.
No, that's right.
they won't be picking up any hitchhikers.
No, that's right, they won't be. Don't do it, Rob.
So tonight they're at the Two Thumb Brewery, not far from here in Manchester Street.
That's a pretty cool name for a venue, isn't it?
That's from 7 p.m. And then they're doing a gig tomorrow at the Port and Eagle in Kaiapoi from 3:30 p.m.
Jeez, they get on the road, those boys,
they do.
Don't they?
Yeah. Rob must need a new guitar or something.
Yeah, that's right. They're always playing around somewhere, right?
They are. So, yeah, Two Thumb Brewery tonight, 7 p.m.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think we're probably to the end, really, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
It's been great, Stu. It's been great having you back.
It's been good to be here.
I was doing a bit of a solo job last week.
Yeah, it's very lonely. It is very lonely.
Yeah, people just had to listen to me waffle on about stuff.
Ah, it wasn't too bad.
Could have been better, but it wasn't too bad.
Ah, it was good.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. I think across the ditch, my dad and Marianne are listening.
And just next week, Lyndon Puffin is here.
Lyndon. Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad we talked today because we won't get a word in sideways next week when he's here.
No, we won't. So that'll be entertaining, so tune in for that.
And think about those gigs. It's probably time people got up.
And got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.